So an agency relationship in and of itself is a fiduciary relationship as a matter of law. So it doesn't matter if the agency relationship is created by an attorney-client contract or whether it's created by maybe a landman doing work for a client. If an agency relationship is created, it's a fiduciary relationship as a matter of law. And there are different agency relationships and duties that arise in this type of relationship. So the fiduciary relationship, for example, entails a duty of care. It also entails a duty of keeping information confidential. So the first case I wanted to look at is the Barnsdall case, and this, I thought this case was interesting. It has to do with the question of both the agency relationship and also when is information necessarily confidential? Because as we're going to see in the ethics rules, one of the mainstays of when you may have a conflict of interest has to do with the acquiring of confidential information. So in Barnsdall, this is an older case from 1946, happened out in Bowie County, Texas. And basically what happened, so Wadley is contracted by Barnsdall to acquire certain leases in this project area they have. And so Wadley enrolls the services of a man named Willis to buy specified oil leases. And so basically what happens, now Willis, he's a contract landman, so he's not, he's working for Wadley, who's working on behalf of Barnsdall, but Willis is also taking other leases for other companies at this time as well. And what happens is that Willis ends up working on behalf in this project. He gets to see project maps, he gets to see the company strategy, where they're leasing, what they're hoping to acquire. And so there's a lease right in the middle of all these tracts that he's acquiring for Barnsdall, right? And this lease, it's a 91-acre lease, dead center in the middle of this project. Well, Barnsdall is under the impression that this 91-acre lease is currently leased by another party, right? And Phillips ends up acquiring that lease. Well, Willis one day, he's doing work in Louisiana, walks into Phillips' Shreveport office and says, hey, tell me about that 91-acre lease. And Phillips tells him, oh, yeah, we didn't choose to renew it, so we just let it expire. So what does Willis do? He runs out and gets a lease. Now, he knows that Barnsdall is trying to acquire leases in this area. And so one of Barnsdall's men is looking at it and realizes, hey, this lease is open. It's expired. Go get it. So they tell Willis, hey, go get that lease. And he kind of stalls and hem-haws and so forth. And you know, and he, it's kind of funny what happened. He ended up putting the lease in the name of like his brother-in-law or something like that, ends up buying the lease then at that point. So he ends up, he ends up with a lease interest unbeknownst to Barnsdall, and he also gets a commission for selling his own lease to Barnsdall. So Barnsdall finds out about it, and so they sue Willis. And one of the things that Willis claimed was, okay, number one, I'm not really their agent, so I don't really have any duties to them. I was just acquiring some leases, so forth. But number two, the other big kicker was, he said, I didn't obtain any confidential information. Anybody could have found this from the public records. So, you know, hey, that's too bad. I did my homework. They didn't. So I shouldn't be guilty. And what the court said was, well, actually, you were an agent, and the court goes into some discussion about being a brokerage-type agent. But the court also says that, you know, this confidential information, if you learn it during the course of your representation as an agent, it doesn't matter really if it's filed with public record. It's still considered confidential information for purposes of the agency relationship. Therefore, you had an agency relationship, you used confidential information, you know, regardless of whether anybody could go and pull that up in the deed records or not, and so therefore you are guilty of breach of your fiduciary duties. So there are other courts that have taken a look at that question as well, and And that's something to keep in mind, that just because something is filed of public record, if you learn about it during the course of your relationship with your client, then that's going to be considered confidential information as well. So especially, you know, in terms of if it's not general public knowledge, and even though it's filed a public record, and you only knew about it because your client brought it up to your attention. Now, Border Resources is a case that had to deal with another landman purchasing oil and gas leases, and this was a North Dakota case out of 2015. And what happened here is that there was a brokerage that had agreed to purchase certain leases within an area of North Dakota. And what happens is he goes on purchasing, and again, this is another independent contract landman working on behalf of the oil companies. And the oil company instructs the brokerage at one point, I think the facts here say March 24th, instructs the broker to cease acquiring any more leases. And then what happens, there's an additional email that goes out where there's confirmation, you know, I'm not acquiring any more leases for you, you know, our business is done. And then what happens later on in that month is